Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. You know what's weird is that every time I do the public relations stuff for my radio show segments, I always forget to include Instagram. And I know for a fact that it's been a while since I've used my Instagram. Sorry, I'm babbling. So today you are tuning in because it is Friday. I do my book readings. I am so excited. I actually do have a couple of things to talk about before I start talking about the book. Or not a couple of things, just one thing. Because I am super psyched about this bit of the news. Because guess what? In 2 weeks, this Monday, I am going to be interviewing someone on this show. Yes! Finally! Bum, ba, da, ba. And the guest that I will be interviewing will be Nick Danger Rodriguez. Oh, yeah! Nick Danger! I actually went to high school with him. It was my last year there, actually. It was my last year of high school. And I decided to do a semester of swimming. And that's where he and I met. And we actually got to hang out for a while, too. He's a cool dude. It's actually been a while since I've listened to his music, so I probably should listen to it before interviewing him, huh? But I am super psyched about this because I haven't really spoken to him in years, probably since high school, really. I mean, we see each other now and then, but that's just like when he's passing through town. He actually just got back from a tour on the Western Coast. I think it's the Western Coast. I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. I just know that he got back from a tour, and he's going to be going on another tour he's going to start a tour, I think, this next month, because I know he's here in town for the month. I think he's just taking his time off to, like, relax and chill and make sure that everything's ready for his next tour, which is totally cool, by the way. Oh, man, I haven't seen him in ages. I saw him, like, during my shift on Monday, and I'm like, wait, dude, where have you been? And he told me what's been going on, and oh my gosh, he has gone through so much stuff as far as his career. I mean, I assume so, because everyone who wants to be a rapper or an entertainer, dude, he's even an event coordinator. You are awesome, Nick Danger. Oh, man. Nick Danger, that's his name. Nicholas B. Rodriguez. You can look him up on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, even the Facebook. He even has a Facebook page. His Twitter name is @_NickDanger. And his Instagram is @NickDanger. And his SoundCloud is NickDanger-music. His Facebook page is official.NickDanger. It is awesome. I am super psyched. I hope I can keep cool during the interview because, oh my gosh, I haven't seen him in so long. So, on to other news. You guys are tuning in to this show because I do book readings on Fridays. And the book we are reading this time is called The Royal Conspiracy. I have been reading it for the past, 2 months, I believe. I think so, yeah. Or no, this past month. I'm just saying 2 months because July just started today. Anyways, let's see. What happened in the previous reading? Oh, that's right. Moira and Tanaski did that little twin thing where they finish each other's sentences and say things at the same time. They did that with Moira's nursemaid, because the nursemaid found out by chance, really, that the two switched places. And at this point in the book, Moira wants to switch back because she misses her mom. She wants to be there for her mom while her mom is healing from the disease that she has. It's not a disease. It's a sickness, an illness. And because Tenasky's dad, her adopted dad, he has herbs. He's into herbal medicine. And the queen called for him. He realized what sickness she had, and he made sure that she would be healing from that. And that's basically the subplot of this book, actually. The subplot, yes. There happens to be another one, which I'm about to introduce in today's session, today's reading segment. Oh my gosh, I'm psyched. Hang on, I got to check the time, just because I know I'm talking quite a bit. Okay, I need to hurry. Oh, man, okay, so, where did I, trying to think of what else happened. That's right, the meeting, Tenesky's dad, Peter McAllister, he had a meeting with Prince Paolo from the Koro tribe, and Moira messed up that meeting, or at least she thinks she did. It turns out that Mr. McAllister, or the Keef, as I like to call him, the chief king thing for his tribe, which I kind of combined into Keef. I love that word, by the way. It goes so well. Anyways, so he, even if she wasn't there, even if Tenasky wasn't there, he would have declined. He would have disapproved of the dealing that Prince Paolo wants to do. So, and we're actually about to find out why. So I believe we ended the session with, or we ended the reading, shoot, I need to hurry. We ended the reading with Tenasky talking to the queen, surprisingly, because she's still in disguise as Princess Moira. So let's see, where did I stop? Let's go ahead and say,
of course he did. Since he first treated me, Peter checks on me 4 times a day.
Tenasky widened her eyes with surprise and shock. She turned her head toward the queen.
Dad never checks his patients this much. What's going on?
She thought. She watched Queen Veronica, keeping an eye on her face. She couldn't detect anything. The queen held a great poker face.
Did he ever say what made you ill this morning?
He wouldn't say much. Something about the desert.
He seemed to be hesitant to tell.
That made Tenasky panic.
She had one of the desert sicknesses? Golly, it's a good thing Dad knows how to cure them. The queen would have been dead by next week.
She stopped herself from shivering. Tenasky sighed, thankful to have a careful father.
Perhaps he didn't want you to worry about the sickness. Mr. McAllister cares about your health and nothing else. My friend told me.
Who is this new friend of yours? How is it she told you so much?
Though the walking tired her already, she wanted to learn more. It worried her that her daughter made a civilian friend. Though she already knew the secret, she had to find out if she needed to be worried. Hang on. I just realized I could have done that differently when I was reading through it earlier. Let me add that. Okay. Meanwhile, Princess Moira came from behind the throne after her mother left. She watched her nursemaid leave. Ravia didn't bother to make sure Tenasky exited the palace. She was too stunned to care. Ravia walked slowly to the princess's room, waiting for the acting princess for their next lesson. The following morning,
Tanaski woke up in her friend's bed. She looked around with a smile. She couldn't believe she switched places with Princess Moira. Tanaski was happy how the previous evening went. Not only did she get personal time with Queen Veronica, she helped the princess get caught up on her lessons and duties. She didn't mind, and it helped pass the time. Tanaski went to bed at a late hour. It was a bit awkward to do everything with Ravia. She found out quickly that it wasn't Mosey, who was humming while working on algebra equations. Ravia learned a few things about Tanaski during her stay at the palace. The heiress was smart and determined. She couldn't tell on Tanaski. She could see potential in the heiress, and neither of them wanted to be put in the cells. The nursemaid wished she could do something, but no ideas came to mind. Ravia knocked on the princess's door, waiting for Tanaski's response. The heiress hurried out of the walk-in closet, fully dressed. She hastened to the door to let the nursemaid in. They smiled politely at each other.
"Hello, Ravia,"
she greeted, closing the door.
"Tanaski,"
Ravia said with a nod. She eyed her while they walked to the desk.
Let us go over your science lessons. I don't know why I'm stuttering today.
As she turned, Tanaski sighed.
I've been thinking.
Uh-oh, the nursemaid thought. What nefarious plan does she have this time?
The queen said something about a speech for next Thursday. What speech is this?
Oh, well, it's... Ravia was hesitant. The speech had already been written. They couldn't tell anyone about it, not until the day before. Could she trust Tanaski? The nursemaid sighed out a deep breath.
It is not of your concern. The royal family are the only ones who know of it. When on Thursday is Moira supposed to tell the speech?
It is not of your concern. Ravia shook her head. You do not need to know. Let us continue with your lessons.
I don't understand. Why won't she trust me?
Tanaski thought. A few hours later, Ravia stood on the princess's balcony, watching the heiress below pace around. She was nervous Tanaski would do something stupid. She couldn't stop staring at her. The heiress paced around, wondering how to walk out of there without hesitation. She did consider making it simple, but the thoughts made her nervous. Tanaski ended up walking to the front of the palace. She didn't want to go out into the city yet. As she turned at the corner, she spotted her father. She quickly hid so he wouldn't see her. Tanaski noted the medical bag he carried. It seemed bigger than usual. While he walked to the queen's bedroom, she followed not far behind him. Peter closed the door when he entered, but it barely tapped the frame, leaving it open by an inch. That invited Tanaski to eavesdrop, so she carefully leaned in to listen.
Why, Tito, the flowers are beautiful,
the queen said. As are you, your majesty, he replied with blushing cheeks. Veronica chuckled softly after sitting up.
Peter, I have told you. Do call me by name.
I apologize, Veronica. I am used to professionalism when it comes to my work.
I believe you lost that when you started bringing flowers,
she said with a small smile. Some of the flowers helps with your healing, Veronica. He sighed as she chuckled again.
I do appreciate your skills and visits.
She raised a brow and smiled faintly. Peter looked around nervously. As the awkward and romantic silence lingered, Tanaski grew worrisome. She didn't know what was happening, and that made her wonder and worry. She gulped before knocking the door.
Enter!
Veronica called after a moment's pause. Jeez. Tanaski walked in and made certain to close the door, unlike her father. She continued the royal walk to the queen's bed, not moving her shoulders or turning her back. Tanaski stopped when she stood next to Queen Veronica's right side of the bed. She smiled at both of them. "Hello, Princess Moira." His daughter nodded approvingly. Politely. Good grief. I think I'm going crazy here.
"Are you well? You are shivering." "I am fine, Mother. How are you feeling?"
Tanaski sat down to relax, though keeping her back straight.
"I am tired, but I feel much better than yesterday."
Veronica turned her head to Dieter.
"Thanks to Dieter."
They smiled at each other.
"Mr. McAllister, what is the news of your daughter?"
Her father stiffened before turning his head toward her.
"I have not spoken to her since you and I last met."
She didn't mind to lie of that. He didn't know the two unintentionally met a few times since he and his adopted daughter argued.
"She works hard. I have heard that she saved Edens by helping Mr. Temison," he said curtly.
"What is the matter, Dieter?"
Veronica asked worriedly. Dieter sighed and shook his head. Before speaking, he eyed Tanaski.
"Do you remember I briefly mentioned an argument?"
As lines creased her forehead, the queen nodded. Tanaski used all willpower to prevent her reaction. She put up a look of confusion to replace it.
"She and I had been waiting for a certain opportunity to come. Her curiosity ruined the chances of getting it."
"You're her father, Mr. McAllister," Tanaski
said abruptly.
"Surely you have it in your heart to forgive her."
Dieter stared at her, thinking of the real princess.
"I do, Your Highness. I only wish the situation happened differently. I would have told him privately that I decline."
"What? Dieter, if that was your opportunity, why did you refuse?"
Veronica asked after she gasped. Tanaski's eyes were wide with shock. She thought the same thing. They had been waiting for it for a long time.
"What he wanted to make our chances work was something I disapprove. My family may do things out of sorts, but we don't do them the way he does."
He put a hand on hers as he gave a small smile, his eyes lingering upon hers.
"You do not need to worry, my queen, my princess."
His smile worried Tanaski. She knew what that small of a smile meant. He always used it to cover his concern. She made a mental note to talk to him before he left. The queen sighed with content. It actually felt nice to worry again. She hadn't done so in months. She knew her Moira would take care of things. Queen Veronica only wondered if next week's speech might be too much. It certainly was a topic not to be taken lightly. Remembering the speech, she turned to Tanaski.
"What of your studies, my dear? My math and music are improving, but I have not worked on the speech. I'm sorry, Mother." "Please, my dear, our speech must be memorized before next Thursday. We have a kingdom to keep." "I understand, Mother."
She nodded solemnly, though she didn't quite understand. She didn't see how the royal family could keep such secrets from their subjects. Tanaski reached for the queen's hand.
"Do please get better. I miss our times together."
"As do I." Veronica smiled softly.
"Come, give me a hug. Then off you go to your heart's content."
Dieter watched them hug. How sincere his daughter was with the queen. He didn't expect it, but it pleased him in some way. That got him to think more of Princess Mosey.
"Until next time, Mother," she said softly.
Tanaski carefully stood and left the queen's room. Dieter looked at his patient to observe her. She seemed tired. He rubbed a small damp cloth on her forehead.
"Rest your eyes, Veronica," he said, while putting everything away and closed his medical bag. "I shall see you this afternoon."
Veronica nodded before getting comfortable.
"Oh, excuse me. A conversation with Tanaski, and 30 minutes later, teacher arrived at Mr. Thomason's fashion studio. He pushed the door to go in before calling for him as he looked around. He seemed fascinated with the different fabrics he saw for sale. "Be patient, sir," Mr. Thomason called out in response. Teacher waited as best as he could. When the professional designer came, Tanaski's father widened his eyes with surprise. He didn't expect someone in a suit. "What can I do for you?"
I would like to talk to your model, please."
"You look startled, sir. What is the matter?"
"My daughter, Peony, didn't say how proper you look. What are you doing as a designer, Mr. Thomason?"
He was about to speak, but then Mosey walked in. She eyed the room to find him.
"Magnus, the dress is trailing. You said she's my height. Why?"
She stopped short when she spotted teacher. As her eyes widened, the princess took in a breath.
"What are you doing here?"
she whispered with shock. "Oops, forgot her accent.
I wanted to see how well you are doing. Your name came up while I visited the queen,"
he replied with a small smile.
"How is she?"
she and Mr. Thomason asked. The Keith eyed him suspiciously.
"She heals each time I check. I know my medicine, so Queen Veronica should be at full health by tomorrow evening."
"That is good."
Teacher nodded in agreement.
"I have a lot to tell her when I see her."
He looked her in the eyes.
"I'd like to talk to you in private, if possible."
"It's all right, Teacher. He knows."
Mr. Thomason winced as the Keith clenched his fists. The handles on his bag pinched the hand carrying it. As he reminded himself why he came, he sighed.
"Dieter, are you well?"
She couldn't be sure. He looked pale. His composure returned within a few seconds.
"Don't call me by name. At least not yet," he whispered.
"Yes, sir. Yes, sir,"
she said nervously.
Teacher sighed.
"I want to apologize, Your Highness, of what happened yesterday. I lashed my frustration upon you."
"Dear McAllister, there is no need. Accept my apologies. I did shatter your chances of alliance."
They gave each other small smiles of sincerity. Mosey surprised him with a hug. He resisted, but for a moment.
"To be honest, I had intended of turning it down once I found out what he wanted."
He sighed. He shook his head in disappointment.
"I never thought he would come up with something like that."
Mosey nodded in agreement after pulling away to reply.
"It did seem odd. When Tanaski and I switched this afternoon, I shall call for him. Perhaps we can agree on something."
As his eyes widened in fear, Peter shook his head. He didn't want her to do that. The Keef then realized Tanaski would do something like call for him. He gulped and turned toward the palace.
"Goodness, I have a bad feeling she already has."
"What do you mean?" Mr. Thomason wondered. Peter looked at him. "What? What?" He turned to the princess again.
"She is much like you, Your Highness. I have no doubt she is talking to him now. He'll tell her about the imports.
Mosey gasped, remembering the law she and her mother made. She even recalled what Prince Paolo said. It frustrated her she didn't switch sooner. She knew he had to be dealt with. Moira gave her attention to Teeter once more. He still seemed worried and panicked.
"You cannot forget she and you are identical. He shall recognize her as you."
"She is smart, sir. I doubt she would tell him that she is your daughter. She'll come up with something.
She replied with a smirk.
Teeter rolled his eyes. "That is what I fear. I know she is smart, but sometimes she overexplains when she lies."
That made the princess worry a little.
but she had confidence in her friend. Still, she wished she had briefed her on the laws. Then Tineski would have information to back up her lies. I do hope. The studio door banged open, and in came the heiress. Everyone stared at her in shock. She rushed to close the door and to the designer. Her eyes bulged with fear, her face pale, and her whole person trembled in panic. "Hide me, quick!" she hissed. She saw the princess. "We have to hide, now!" And that is where I'm going to stop.
Hallelujah!
Oh my gosh, craziness, such craziness. Alrighty, so I would say goodbye, but there is still a little bit of time to talk. Okay, that was weird. Let's see, how much time can I talk? I suppose, I don't know what to talk about, because it's just a little bit of a time, it's not really a full minute or anything. I am excited about the interview with Nick Danger. I do plan on creating that segment either today or tomorrow, but I actually do have to go now. So I will talk to you guys on Monday. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit, saying goodbye with Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Bye, everyone. Green grip.